God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation, making yourself known to us. May the eyes of our hearts have enough light to see what is the hope of your calling, the richness of your glorious inheritance, and the overwhelming power that is even now working among us through the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our text this morning is from the book of Acts. It's chapter 1, verses 6 through 14. It goes like this. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you restore the kingdom to Israel? He replied, it is not for you to know the times or periods the Father has set in his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, and they were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the Mount of Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. When they had entered the city, they went into the room upstairs where they were staying, Peter and John and James, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew and James, James son of Alphaeus, Simon the Zealot, Judas son of James. All these were constantly devoting themselves to prayer, together with certain women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, as well as his brothers. May the Lord grant us hearts and minds to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Before we look more closely at this text, let us go to the Lord one more time. I will bless the Lord at all times. God's praise will always be in my mouth. Let the suffering listen and rejoice. I surrender my soul, myself, to the Holy Spirit. Magnify the Lord with me. Together, let us lift God's name on high. Amen. Together, we're going to look at three questions from this text today. What, where, and how? Where are we looking? What are we doing? And how are we getting it done? In the words of the text, why are you looking up? You will be my witnesses, and you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. This is the conclusion to the Closer and Closer sermon series, where we've been talking about the closeness of God, how we attain it, and how we can be assured of it. It's kind of an interesting text when we're talking about closeness and this finishing this series on closeness with God, because on the surface, this is a text about absence, right? Jesus is going up and away. But the paradox of this text and the ascension is that it teaches us that God and humanity are forever joined together, that God will be closer than ever to us by the gift of the Holy Spirit coming down upon us. And the direction that we should be looking is made clear in the scene with the two men who say to the disciples there, why are you looking up in the air for Jesus? We see in verse 3, and as Donna mentioned, in this chapter, Jesus had been with the disciples for 40 days. And he'd been telling them about the kingdom of God and how it was coming on earth as in heaven. He was telling them that humanity was going to finally return to their vocation as divine image bearers. They were going to begin to pursue justice and mercy, care for the poor and the oppressed. People would forsake the idols of wealth and power and status and turn from empire building to empathy and compassion. From survival of the fittest to lives shaped by service. But why were they looking up into heaven? I think they were looking up into heaven because the vocation that Jesus had described for them, the things that they would have to do to make this come true, were too daunting. There were too many powers in their way. They were looking up to heaven for Jesus to do an immediate about face, come back with some kind of heavenly shock and awe campaign, a heavenly salvation with instant gratification. Just take care of it. They are saying, if we're going to get closer to God and God's kingdom, just keep your eyes above the stuff of this earth until God comes and wipes it all clean with the heavenly host. Does that sound right? Well, let us return to the image that Steve introduced last week with the cross. You have the vertical beam of the cross representing the connection of heaven and earth, God and Jesus. Steve said this was the exclusive dimension of the cross because we believe that Jesus exclusively and uniquely revealed to us the truth and character of God. So that vertical beam we think of as exclusive. But what is the truth of that relationship seen in that vertical beam? It tells us that we waste our time looking up all the time. Because what we see in Jesus is God coming down to earth. The heart of God's action is here on earth. Because Jesus is heaven and earth brought together, joined together. If we spend our time in our relationship with God just looking up, we will miss what God is doing all around us, in us and through us. And this is where the vertical beam and the horizontal beam come together. For we see Jesus on the cross reaching out to all the nations. Forgiveness for all. New creation for all of creation. And this is the movement of the Acts text as well. Down and out. For the truth of the outward movement of the outstretched arms of Jesus is meant to reverberate through us, where we are, into all creation. We are not simply to stand around waiting for a permanent heavenly vacation, because we've been given an earthly vocation right here, right now. And here's the answer to the second question. What are we supposed to be doing? Jesus says in the text that we will be witnesses. We are to be witnesses. Now, you have to look at the rest of the book of Acts and all of the rest of the New Testament to understand what that means, but I can give you a snapshot from Acts. In Acts, what that means is that you create communities where people share with each other so that no one among you has a need. People go to the houses of those that they fear and despise in order to heal their children. They go about telling the good news that God has come down to break down the barriers to our ability to live the life that God has always desired for us. And in answer to the disciples' question, it was the time that God was going to restore the kingdom of Israel. And not only Israel, but to the whole world was going to be restored to the glory that God desired for it. So here in Acts, if you want to draw closer to God, you pursue your God-given vocation here on earth, where through the Holy Spirit, God is fully present in our lives and in the places where God is calling us to be witnesses to His love and mercy. God has come down to spread out His arms in order to be present with all people. This is the gospel. This is the good news we are to spread here and to the ends of the earth. But there's still one last question. How are we going to get this done? How are we going to do all this witnessing, this sharing, this healing, loving, and truth-telling when it seems like all around the world everyone is interested in the opposite of these things? We do it by the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus says, we will receive power to be witnesses when the Spirit comes upon us. Think about, if you were here last week, think about Amy's children's sermon. She spoke about the Spirit as the air in the basketball. Right? And to apply that metaphor to our text, you only need the air if you're going to play the game. right? You can have a ball that's like a commemorative collector's item, right? And maybe it's signed by N.T. Wright or Billy Graham or something like that, and it sits on your mantle and it says, "Yes, I'm a Christian." Where's your ball? And if you don't have it signed by the right theologian or the right person, or it's not in the right denominational colors, you're just not as good as me because I've got this ball. That ball doesn't even need any air. It doesn't need air in it. The Spirit comes to us so that we can have the power to participate in what God is doing right here, right now, in our home court and all around the world. Think about it this way. Because of Jesus Christ and the gift of the Holy Spirit, we know that right here on earth, right now, God is as close as the air we breathe. And we breathe so that we can live, so we can participate in the game, to share and witness to the presence of God in our lives. We've been blessed with the power to live as God would have us live, to love as God would have us love, to reach out to all those Christ reached out to on the cross. For God says, "I have come down to forgive the sins of the world." He's blown the whistle to start the game called new creation, called God's kingdom. And we have the power through the Holy Spirit to share God's love in word and deed with all those around us, even those who we might think don't deserve or desire it. Remember the movement of God's love in this text and on the cross, down to us, out to all. The Spirit is for witness. The death of Jesus is for the life of the world. Do you want to get closer and closer to God? You don't need to keep your eyes up and away from God's good creation. For God is as close as the air you breathe, all around us, calling us to rejoice and witness to the abundant life, to the new creation happening in us, around us, and everywhere. We should take in the breath of God as the Holy Spirit is poured out upon us. We should take in that breath. But if we don't exhale, if we don't share and serve, love and lift up, welcome and witness, we suffocate the life God is calling us into all around us. Breathe in the love and mercy of God. Breathe in the power of the Holy Spirit that sets us free for the life that God dreams for us. Breathe in. But don't forget to breathe out. For all that God has done for you is for the blessing of those around you. Breathe out the love and forgiveness, the graciousness and the gift, so that all of us can live into the fullness of the presence, the closeness of God here on earth as it is in heaven. Will you pray with me? Loving God, You are as close as the air we breathe. You have brought Your Spirit into our hearts, into our lives, to inspire us, to blow through our lives into the lives of others with Your love, Your mercy, Your justice, Your forgiveness, all that You would have for this world. Give us courage, give us strength to be Your witnesses. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.